Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And it is so cool to be in studio with you, Brandon, and just super cool, man. Your first time in the wheelhouse, kind of steering the ship here, and
I'm having a blast. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's
a lot of fun, right?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. And we're doing a freelance show and just steering the ship whatever way we go, whatever the callers and texters driving it. And if you want to give us a call and steer it a direction maybe we haven't been, or maybe add to it, that would be 213-432-1090. That's one way to do it right there. Or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. It's a one-way messaging that you want to make sure you leave your name and your telephone number on, because at the end of the show, if you're the lucky winner, we want to be able to get the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing to you. So make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And as promised, we've got the catch report on hold here. We've got Mr. Mark Wish for the FishDope.com report, and it's sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing. And they have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Plus, with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit, all their good stuff there. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure you have to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And good morning, Mr. Mark Wish. How you doing?
Corey, good morning, buddy. Brandon, great show. You guys are having way too much fun over there.
I agree with you.
It's funny to give the world some insight to our like daily phone calls that we do. We traditionally just chat about fishing. Here we are broadcasting it to the world.
Exactly. Good morning, Mark.
It's awesome, guys. So after the brutal springtime conditions, man, it's so nice to have this decent sea state and biting fish just about everywhere. And this warm July sun, I mean, you just got to love it. But I want to roll the clock back here for a little bit.
Okay.
To July in the late 70s. And this has to do with calico bass. So you want to be paying attention, Corey. In the late 70s.
Yeah.
On a beautiful, flat, calm morning. My buddy Greg Wong and I, and my little 18-foot skiff called the Jig Gun, we're up all night catching a tank of 7-Eleven perch. If you guys that don't know, 7-Eleven perch is the best calico bass bite of all time ever. They love 7-Eleven perch. So anyway, we threw a chum circle around on Old Southeast Rock on the Horseshoe, one of my favorite spots, and we just watched the water turn brown as this huge school of big calico bass comes up crashing on our baits, and we put the anchor down. Just wail away on them calico bass, all 3 to 5 pounds. There were a few big ones mixed in. And back in those days, they used to put them all in a bait tank and then release them in Alameda Bay, which over the years brought about some very interesting stories, but that's another story. But anyway, so what's that got to do with anything? Well, with the good water on the Horseshoe, we're seeing some much improved calico bass fishing out there. You know, it just hasn't been good for a few years. But, man, some of the spots are holding heavy, and it's really looking good for the guys that are a little stealthier about their fishing. It's good calico bass fishing. Sand bass are trying to make a little comeback. You know, they've been struggling here, but they're biting a little bit better, too. And along with that Cuda, the local fishing is really, really good right now, guys. It's just time to go for that for sure. Over at Catalina, a little slower this week, kind of getting summertime doldrums, I think. But there's still some nice great yellowtails around. And more than a few big sea bass still around. Kind of interesting for this time of year, but it's the way it is. And then over at San Clemente Island, pretty good yellowtail fishing on the front side there. very little coverage on the back right now because everybody's focused on a lot of that offshore stuff. But with the squid situation, there's been quite a bit of squid on the back there, middle of the back. I would imagine the yellow and seabass fish is still probably quite good back on the backside of San Clemente Island. Then offshore, we got two main areas. One's kind of southwest of San Diego, 302 through 71, and out towards the knoll, kind of like that. There's a little strip of water, and they're all mounted up in it. Bluefin and yellowfin both in there. And that's more school size and catchable size fish. But the big fish zone is way out west, kind of centered around like the 499, 474, and then up towards the Osborne at kind of the one area that's been producing for quite some time now. But it looks like maybe a little bit of that big fish moved out of there, kept rolling up above. Another developing area is up between the 17 and Anacapa, the Fishtoe Plains, saw a bunch of big ones up there the other day. And that makes sense with the way the water's moving and the typical pattern movement of those fish there. But that's where a lot of that big one is. And then a lot of that big fish this year is definitely being caught on the flying fish. You know, it's like last year we had the Mad Mac frenzy. There's a little less Mad Mac frenzy this year for whatever reason, but the fish are really keying in on the flyers. Fortunately, we just got in a new order of two. We've been out, so we got some flyers in stock. And then one other thing I wanted to mention, you know, last week I said something about it's about time for marlin to show up, and a day or two later, the famous rock god Rick sends me a picture of a guy with a marlin that they had just caught out west of the Coronado. So
how about that?
Along with all the other good fishing that we got, that marlin season is starting to get rolling. And I'm guessing with this developing El Nino scenario, you know, we got some really weird water patterns around. But I'm guessing it's probably going to get really good here again this year. And my vote on your Wahoo survey,
yeah,
I would give it a maybe.
A maybe, okay. All right.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
The original reports on our El Nino, I really pay a lot of attention to the details that make El Ninos come and go.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start off really strong. They're forecasting giant El Nino. And then they kind of backed it down. And then like 2 weeks ago, the models were projecting, you know, just a lackluster scenario, moderate El Nino, but nothing big. And then just last week, and maybe it's an anomaly in the model itself, but, man, it tilted back up into the big El Nino scenario.
Very interesting. You know, Mark, back in the day when we had a pile of Dorado and marlin were here thick, you know, I mean, when we saw the signs, we called it an El Nino. But the technology has gotten so good with NOAA and being able to predict them. You know, in the last 12, 15 years, I mean, because they are predicting an El Nino, like, currently, I mean, does that mean that it's this fall, or does that mean it leads to even an El Nino start next year? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right about the technology. It's just absolutely stunning. But they've had some of these technologies for a while, so they can look back. And this one website that I look at that does a hugely technical section on all of this stuff, I mean, they're looking at the 82-83 El Nino, which was nothing
substantial,
spectacular. Yeah. That was the real deal. And then the 97-98, which
mediocre
numbers-wise kind of measures out as one of the biggest.
Yeah.
And then our 2015-16 one was another one of almost some of the biggest. And, you know, we can all remember that because a few years ago, and that's what started the Wahoo frenzy.
Right.
And this one, when you look at the scientific stuff that these guys are studying, it right now along the equator is stronger than 97. But up in our area, we still got some residual La Nina stuff to deal with,
right,
which is why we have some of this colder water offshore.
That's why I bring up the question, right? Because does that mean this fall, or does that mean like the beginning of next year? Because I see exactly what you're seeing in reading it.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm seeing or feeling, just feeling, because you know, I've done this for a while and we've seen these things come and go and you kind of remember how it happened in the past. I'm seeing some El Nino signs already. Just like you guys were talking about the guy seeing yellowfin tuna at the Coronados. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's too early for that. And watching the water temperatures that are creeping up on the outside buoys, even when we were having all that wind in the springtime, those things were trying to stay up. So it's as if we have our counter current being a little, the bottom current, the uphill current, a little warmer than normal, which is what we typically see when these things get going, because then all of a sudden, all this warm water bubbles up. It's like, where the hell did that come from?
Right.
And, you know, the fish along with it. So it doesn't, you like you were saying, Brandon, you know, this does not feel like 15 and 16. It definitely does not.
It doesn't, but this is, you know, we've been so spoiled over the last several years to have such early phenomenal fishing, and this year got rolling late, you know, for late in comparison to the last several years.
But I
could see, you know, I could anticipate, I suppose, or hope that we're going to have a long fall season and fishing should remain good later into the year.
Boy,
hopefully, knock on wood. You know.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
It would.
Hey, Mark, great conversation. I love all this talk. I have one more question for you. I want to see if I can stump Mr. Mark Wish. Why do they call them 7-Elevens?
Oh, well, you got to have a little imagination, but when you hold them just right, the bars on the side of the perch they're kind of yellow. You know, he's mostly kind of shiny, and those bars are kind of yellowish, and they almost look like a 7, you know, a 7 and then two more straight bars that are 11s.
So you're, in my analogy, you're 90% of the way there. The finish to that is there's 7 light lines to 11 dark lines.
Wow.
No, there's just one that kind of looks like a 7.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out better, man.
Regular ones. Yeah, so it looks like the number 7-Eleven.
They make an awesome bait for calicos, for halibut, for everything. We caught a couple of them at Cedros, and this is a segue to Rosie. We have her on hold. But the guide was throwing it back, and I'm like, no, muy bueno for the lenguado, man.
You guys are blowing my mind. I've never even heard of this bait fish.
It's one of the brown bait. It's one of the tom cod, queenfish type of baits that only probably somebody of my age to Mark's age would remember.
Right? I've never even heard of them.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
Right?
Can we have another 30 seconds? I got to tell you about
something. Yeah, let's do it, Mark, for sure.
All right. So back in this for me goes back to the 70s. Back in those days in the marinas, you would see, it's like walk down a dock, and you'd see these 7-Elevens picking right along the water line at the stuff that's growing on the side of the docks there. They're picking the little shrimp and worms and this and that out of that green stuff. There was like zillions of them. And this guy named Jed Welsh imported these nets from Japan like you cannot find. I still have 2 4-footers and a 6-footer. Super fine mesh. And we would stand on the dock at night. We'd crush up mussels underneath the dock lights. We'd gather up these 7-Eleven perch, and we'd net them, and then take them down to fish cackle bass in the different places that we fish cackle bass. You could be sitting right next to a guy fishing anchovies. I've done this many times underneath the oil rigs there at Huntington Beach. The guys are fishing anchovies, and they're catching 12 inches, and you're fly lining them 7-Elevens, and there's 3 to 5 pounders nonstop.
Mark,
and then I caught too many of them, apparently, because they're gone. I never see them anymore. I have no idea what happened to those things.
The trip down to Cedros 2 weeks ago, we were catching a pretty fair amount of them, catching sardine and mackerel in the bay. They were biting. And they were getting them, and the guide was throwing them back. And, Mark, it's all this conversation that makes for an awesome show. I know that it's what has led to the best bait tanks in the industry, and you having that, Mark.
Oh, man, thank you for that.
We've
had a lot of fun catching a few fish here over the years, that's for sure. It's fun to talk about all that old stuff.
It's such great conversation, Mark, and on the quarter of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. How does somebody get a hold of you, Mark, for some of the best bait tanks in the world? Or the best bait tank?
Without a doubt the best. World famous. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And thanks so much for the extra time to talk about all this stuff. I know we're cutting into the other stuff, but This has been fun. Thanks.
Well, how do we not, Mark? It's a great conversation. Thank you very much. And we're going to go from Mark Wish, and we're going to go to Rosie at Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I was just giggling because I was listening to Mark and talking about the El Ninos.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting out here by the koi pond, and I'm going, God, remember the El Nino of the 80s, the 82, the 83, because that's when we were on the boats decking and stuff, and it was just crazy out there, just as a kid watching things that you just had never seen before, and it was just incredible. But off to Cedros we go. And we've had some fun little funky weather down there the last couple of days. We've been having these monsoonal, like, storms and thunder and lightning. And then in the morning, it's just been, like, calming down, and the guys are going out. And I know I sound like a broken record, but that fishery just keeps on producing. Guys are using a lot of dropper loops to get the halibut right now. You know, we've got people catching white sea bass on jerk baits, swim baits, and the yellowtail. They kind of slow. I don't want to say they slowed down, but the size has gotten like a little bit smaller. We're not seeing many of the 35 to 45 pounders, and we're seeing just a lot of 20 pounders. And I giggle because, you know, up here you go to the Coronados and a 20 pounder fish on any boat. Down with us, we're like, man, I want a 40 pounder, you know.
Right.
So, but we had a group come in from Oregon this last week. These guys are all great fishermen, just great fishermen, you know, used to fishing salmon up north, and a couple of new guys on this trip, just blown away at the fishery with just about every cast is catching something.
It's the diversity, Rosie. I mean, if you want to go calico fishing, you can do so and have a great time and catch yellowtail while you're trying to catch calicos, right? And then you go,
oh my gosh,
you mix it up and you try to go drift for halibut, and then lo and behold, what do you catch? One guy catches a white sea bass, and the next guy got halibut.
Cedros is like fantasy land.
It is
fishing. You know, certainly our coastal fishing, but fantasized. And if you're going to book a trip, Rosie Flowers is one of my favorite humans in the sport fishing industry.
Yeah.
She couldn't be sweeter. She's sweeter than pie. And call her up, book a spot.
And Rosie, I know you are so good because on the Let's Talk Hookup trip I was on, ran so smoothly, had everything so organized, like down to Brandon's color zip tie and mine different on the same boat, and our fish coming home just uniquely different and in professional shape. And you are so good at putting single people, like, together. Like, there were six people that had booked, maybe eight people that had booked individually, but you were able to put these people together, and everybody had such a great time. It was honestly one of the best groups of guys for 12 or 13 people that I've ever been around. It was a really good time.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it, it actually takes a little bit of effort. When a single is trying to get on a trip, you almost do a little bit of, like, interviewing. You know, what are you looking to catch? Are you looking to just be yellowtail all day, hardcore, jig stick? Or are you looking to do the, you know, the calico bass thing, catch and release hundreds all day, or a combination of both? And so you try to find the like-minded guys or gals and, you know, put them on a ponga together so that it all works.
And that's such an interesting part of your fishery down there. I know you send people into the landing all the time. And very often you give them my name. And then
I do.
It's interesting to me that yesterday, actually, I had two different customers going out of your outfit, and both of them had such different outlooks on what they wanted to do. One guy really wanted to catch halibut. He was asking all these halibut questions, halibut. And another guy told me he didn't give a hoot about calico bass, and that blew my mind. I'm like, what? You're
right.
On Cedros Island, and you don't want to catch a calico bass?
Right.
He's like, no, I just want to catch yellowtail. Yeah. What do I need to catch yellowtail? So I sold him a ton of tackle to go down there and catch some yellowtail.
Yeah.
Rosie, you do it so right, and I appreciate your hard work and everything you put into it. I look forward to next year's trip. You know, I was thinking about it. Listen, I was thinking about this. And how about, because I fished with two guys the entire time, and then Skip and Steve at the end of the trip were like, man, I wish I had the opportunity to fish with you one day. And they were fishing yellows and all this cool stuff with Harry Walker and having a great time. But they would have liked one day at Calico. So I'm thinking maybe next year, maybe I fish Calico every day with one captain and then have a couple guys on the boat as willingly want to, you know, fish Calicos.
Let me tell you, Pete and I already talked about this.
Okay, good.
Because you got so many compliments. You know, we love Corey. He's so easygoing. He's incredibly knowledgeable. And a lot of the guys are like, yeah, we want to fish with him next year. And so, you know, Pete and I, he brought it up. I think you spoke to him about it. And that every day you fish with somebody new. You give them all your tidbits of information. And the one day and the next day they can go out and do what they've learned with you. And I think it's a fabulous idea. Matthew's coming back with a buddy. Bucky's coming back with a buddy. So you'll have, you know, each of those groups one day. And I'm not sure who the final group will be on your last day. But I think it's a fabulous, fabulous idea.
Well,
so, and you know, when you think about it, that's what a charter master does, is they get with people and they share their knowledge.
So for you
to get on the Ponga.
Rosie, everybody was so happy and doing their thing, and it was only an afterthought or an after idea, really, by a couple of the guys. And I look forward to going next year, and if somebody wants to have a possibility of getting on that trip or any of the others, how do we do so, Rosie?
Yeah, just give me a buzz. Like I said, I really like to talk to you guys and figure out what everyone is looking for in their trip so I can personalize it for them. So the best way is just to call me at 619-772-7570. And just a heads up, I just had a spot open up on our personal trip. So if there's a single out there, give me a buzz. Come fishing with us. We have a good time.
When is that trip, Rosie?
It departs on August 14th, the 14th to the 19th.
Okay. And your number again?
619-772-7570. And Brandon, just a heads up, you're going to be busy these next 2 weeks. I think I sent about another dozen guys in. So.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Good times, Rosie, and thank you very much. Sadro Sport Fishing doing it right. And we're going to jump from that and continue on with the fish report. And thank you for being patient, Marcos. Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Doing very good. We're having a fun show, able to extend the fish reports a little bit. Great conversation with Mark Wish, great conversations with Rosie, and it's nothing ever short than great conversation with Marcus.
Yeah. All right. You know, I was going to just hit play and play back the report from last week, but we actually had a little bit of shift in fishing this week. Fishing remains really good across the board there. Those half-day trips, good calico bass fishing, some sand bass, a little bit of bottom fish in the mix, seeing that occasional yellowtail on there, a little bit of bonita in the mix. So about what you'd expect from those half-days in the middle of July heading towards August. The full-day trips, the San Diego, Sea-Watch, Elgato have been out there fairly regularly this week, and they are still seeing those bluefin, but they're definitely seeing a bigger mix of tuna. They're seeing a lot of yellowfin in the mix there, too. Yesterday, San Diego had 21 bluefin. The day before that, they had 53 yellowfin.
Man.
And talking to, yeah. Exactly. It's talking to Mike this morning on the San Diego, on the deck on San Diego. He said that there's a lot of mixed fish out there. Sometimes they're seeing nothing but yellowfin. Sometimes they're seeing those bluefin and yellowfin. And it's a good size of these fish, too. You're not necessarily seeing those regularly 150-pounders, but those yellowfin are in the 20 to 60-pound range, the bluefin kind of that 20 to 80-pound range. So very good fishing. And that kind of carries over to the one days and longer, too. Seeing a lot of bluefin, a little mix of yellowfin in there. Still an occasional yellowtail in the mix, but like I said, we're, you know, second half of July heading into August and starting to see a little bit more of that yellowfin. Not a big surprise, but it's still nice to see when we get that variety of fish in there. So make sure you're prepared for that. San Diego's recommending that 25 to 40 pound test for most of that fish. If you have something bigger, definitely bring it with you in case you do run into one of those big fish. And I believe the Tribute had a 170 pounder earlier in the week on one of their bluefin, so definitely still there. check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and the twilight trips. And, guys, right now twilight's doing really well, actually. Nice calico bass fishing on there. I talk about that. Fun to go out after work, get a burger, do some fishing, catch some calico bass, watch the sunset, and then go home and sleep. So check that out. San Diego, Sea Watch, both running lots of full days. And it's getting to that point in the season where those trips are booking up pretty far. I don't think the San Diego has any open party availability until the second half of August. So they're booked about a month out right now, which is kind of, you know, where we usually are at this time of the year. But that happened really quick. And again, quick here, the 22nd is the next availability they have there. And you've been able to sneak on, but it's not getting to that point now. You definitely want to make those reservations. Every time San Diego sells out, we put the Sea Watch online. They're out there catching fish also. Nice mix of one days, day and a half. There's definitely some 2 and 3 day trips mixed in there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for all of those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And as always, come down, visit us in person, grab some food next door, get stocked up on those MC swim baits, and head out there and catch some fish.
I like your thinking, Marcos, and all that free parking, convenience, super easy, friendly, and nothing better than Seaforth sport fishing.
They're great. I find it interesting. Last week, you guys were talking about how many people in our industry started their career at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Or are connected in one way or another.
I started when I was a little boy fishing at a Seaforth, and it's the reason I still work within this industry, and I love Seaforth still to this day. I love
How about that, Marcos?
You know, that's great praise there, and we'll definitely take that. And it is amazing. You know, you guys come through here and be like, oh, man, I fished here 30 years ago. It's nice to see you're still here. Then they go right out and catch some more fish.
Right. I know. It's a really cool thing, Marcos. And for all that great fishing and anybody wants to get on a full-day trip or a day and a half or anything, how do we do that again?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there. You can book pretty much all of those trips online. If you'd rather talk to us or you have any questions, 619-224-3383. Or as always, come down and visit us in person. Like Corey said, take advantage of that parking, get something to eat, and, you know, just enjoy the nice beach weather, especially if you're stuck in Lindworth in the 80s and 90s.
Right, or hundreds even. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Marcos, thank you very much for the awesome report from Seaforth Sport Fishing. And the code this week, if you want a fishdope.com membership, you can do it now. You can get a $20 discount right now for your fishdope.com. The code is hookupnow. That's all lowercase, no space. Again, hookupnow. And it's brought to us by Gamakatsu Hooks. It's time for tuna in SoCal. And if you're not using Gamakatsu Hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and as large as a 6-aught. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And, Brandon, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Cheat and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And Brandon Bono, myself, Corey Sandin, having so much fun in studio. If you missed the first half of the show, we're actually Pete's at Katmai Lodge, and Rick's in Hawaii with the family. Well-deserved vacation, right? I mean, he...
Absolutely, yeah. He needs the break. Him and the family get to have a have some good quality time in an amazing place like Hawaii, nonetheless, you know.
Right.
And once he gets back, he'll go right back into the furnace. It's
a crazy scenario, right?
A crazy fishing season, and yeah, we're right in the thick of things.
I know. It really is. And if you want to join us this morning, you can hear the show has been steered several different directions, from bay fishing, surf fishing, the big tuna bite kind of thing. Give us a call, and you can do that 213-432-1090. There's one open line right now. It's all yours. Or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. A lot of texts have come through. We've read a handful of those. But I think we should jump into the lines. Let's take a caller, Brandon.
How about Steve and Bishop?
Forgot to mention, Steve, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, and you've got a chance to win that out of Fisherman's Landing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I want an encouraging note to the guys who've been on hold for a while. I was on hold for less than an hour and a half. So hang in there, guys. Don't quit. we'll get to you. Eight day on the Independence. We got back on the 20th. And, there's how much time do you have? There's 4 days of travel, two down, two back. But we went down to the ridge. We fished offshore outside of the ridge, the elephant tuna. I don't know if Matt found them or we found us. Four trollers went off, and we sat on a school of tuna for the boat to limit out. That evening, we went inside to this high spot on the ridge, dropped the hook on the yellows, and wanted to limit out on the yellows. My tuna were like 17 to 18 pounds, but just a lot of fun. So anyway, we still got some time left in the trip and headed north. And we did for a few times on Albert, caught a bunch, I guess. We caught some white sea bass on the drift, and there were some grouper as well. So the guy says, you can fish the grouper with that heavy-duty dropper loop with a pound test, but you fish a reverse dropper loop for 40 pounds for the halibut. So I dropped in to try to catch a halibut on the reverse dropper loop on 40 pounds, and I got a 37-pound grouper. So these fish are not, they don't know what we're trying to do. Anyway,
yeah, right.
Boat's great, captain's great, crew's awesome. Food would just put you away. Anyway,
so cool.
That's what's happening. That's the fish report. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Any idea what's going on? Yeah. Tackle?
Again, thank you so much for the report.
30,
I'm sorry you had to wait on hold for so long.
Yeah, definitely appreciate the call there, Steve. And an hour and a half is quite a long time, but, hey, you never know, man. That's what it takes sometimes. And appreciate you being patient. And callers, listeners, texters are all good. And we've got a special report on the line, Brandon.
The legend himself.
From Katmai Lodge, it's Mr. Pete Gray. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Brandon, Corey. You guys are doing such a great job. I think I'll just stay another week. I don't know.
Hey, why not, right?
I'd want to stay up there, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so beautiful. I'm actually standing in the Upper Brown Bear Lodge here with packing our bags and looking out on the Alagnac River right now. It's crystal clear, sunny, beautiful day here in Alaska. Yes, 71 degrees. We had a couple of 75-degree days this week. We had an amazing weather window here. Other than the first day we came in on Saturday, there was a huge storm, like beyond anything they've had this season, and we got delayed normally you fish half day on the way in on Saturday, and we got delayed that part of the group didn't get to here till 5 p.m. We didn't get here till 7:30, but just in time for dinner and to gear up and get ready for the next day. But we had six straight days of, you know, a couple days of just very light rain the first couple days, but the rest of the time, you know, just beautiful, sunny, fantastic conditions. And let me tell you, the state bird, the mosquito here, was out in force. But that didn't deter us at all. But what's funny is, you know, you get swarms of these mosquitoes, and they don't really bite you that much. You know, a couple bites here and there, but you just put your bug repellent on, and you're covered. They are annoying, of course, but it's pretty amazing. But it's just such a spectacular place here at Katmai Lodge. Katmai Lodge is, I've been here, I think this is probably my 10th trip here in the last 20 years. And it's just such a special place, and every time I come here, it's just a wow factor of being here. Just so beautiful, especially on a crystal clear sunny day like today, where you see the snow-capped mountains in the distance, and you think about all the big trout headed up with the sockeye that are going by the lodge right now that are going to be up there 70 miles away in about 3 weeks, and a bunch of big giant trout behind them ready to go. But anyway. I'll give you the rundown of our fishing. When we got here, our first day, Sunday, fishing-wise, was amazing. We had the day before we came, the sockeye kind of stopped because I guess they had the nets in down in Bristol Bay. And when we got here, the sockeye fishing was as good as it gets. We got limited out, probably my fishing partner, Billy, I limited out on sockeye on the fly rod in, I don't know, maybe a couple hours. We had 10 each, and that's all males. So we had to release probably another 10 females. But that was incredible, incredible fishing. And then we went hunting for king salmon. And I got to tell you, this week we had some unbelievable king salmon from anywhere from small jacks, like maybe a couple pounds, up to like 30, 35-pound king salmon.
Wow.
Just unreal. And all of them, those fish are caught on either spinners or on bouncing jigs off the bottom. And like tackle G-Lumis rods with a 4,000 Shimano spinning reel and 20-pound test. And so it's super light tackle. So you hook a 20-pound king in the river, man. It takes you for a ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was unbelievable. We did go up into the Braids, which is the trout area and upper area there. 2 days, we did that Tuesday and Thursday, and we had pretty much wide open Arctic grayling fishing on the dry fly, which was super fun.
Wow.
I mean, you know, just and the crazy thing about those Arctic grayling is they jump out of the water and then take it on the down, right? So they jump completely out of the water and then turn their head and then dive on the dry fly going down. So it's
like
super visual.
Like how water style.
I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy. But and then we did have a few trout on the dry flies as well as the indicator. I got one nice one, like a 22-inch trout. But disappointing to see the trout population in the Alagnac go down. Now, a lot, you know, part of the problem is their chum salmon fishery is kind of on a downturn right now, and it may be because overfishing in Bristol Bay with the nets and stuff like that. But what happens is in the Alagnac is all those trout, the king salmon and the chum salmon all spawn in the Alagnac on the gravel bars up above where we were there, and they just weren't there. And the king salmon were there, but not, you know, there's not a huge king population in the river like there used to be the chum salmon. So I think a lot of that rainbow trout, the speculation is they're all up in the upper river is following the sockeye, because the sockeye population is crazy good. So they all go up the rivers, and so that's what those fly out when Katmai does those flyouts up into the upper rivers of the Moraine and the American, all the famous trout rivers. That's kind of where they are. So one nice trout and, you know, I had one other good one on, and we had some smaller ones. So disappointing trout fishing here, but other than that, there was plenty of other really good fishing to go with it. So hopefully those chum salmon populations will come back, and we'll start to see those trout like it used to be. Like, we used to go out in the upper Braids like 6-7 years ago, and we'd catch, you know, 50 a day, you know, big ones, you know, anyway, anything from 18 to 28 inches, like
but
big trout.
Pete, so that, I mean, you're looking at fish, the salmon coming up are from 4 to 6 year old fish, right? So the rain that
right.
they've had last year, this year, will be fish that, that lead to a hopefully a large spawning population in the years to follow, right? Which would lead to good rainbow fishing. Hopefully.
Absolutely. And here's the other factor, too, is that, you know, everything's a little late this year, as we all know. Mm. And that chum salmon may be here today, tomorrow, the next day. You just don't know. So it may turn on and may come back. But it doesn't matter whether, whatever it is. We occupied our days, you know, saw a lot of bears. And I know that Brian and Viola Kiyohara had a great time up here. They enjoyed seeing bears and moose and catching sockeye and kings and they caught a bunch of Arctic char up there, and we even caught some Dolly Varden. But here's the crazy thing: my partner Billy here that we were fishing with, he hasn't fished in 10 years, never been up here. He caught 4 out of the 5 species of salmon here in the river. So you got silver salmon, which we got only caught one. We caught chum salmon, we caught king salmon, and we caught sockeye salmon. So we did see a pink salmon, almost caught it. So we almost did the grand slam on the salmon. So I mean, it's just an incredible fishery. An incredibly beautiful place, super, super remote. So what happens is we have a ACE charter flight that flies out, lands on the gravel runway here at Katmai Lodge. Will be picking us up here in about 2 hours and bringing in a new group from Anchorage. And then we take about an hour and a half flight back to Anchorage. We're spending the night tonight and then coming back first thing in the morning. But great trip here to Katmai. You want to come back next year? I believe our dates are July 13th through the 20th. The trip, believe it or not, is already sold out. But if you want to go, just call Katmai Lodge, check katmai.com, and get on the wait list, because things happen. And like this year, we had several people that were able to get on in the middle of the season, stuff like that. Because, you know, people plan this thing and then plans change. And, you know, just like going on a long range boat, you know. So if they see the trip full, just call them up and say, I want to go on that Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip. And it's a lot of fun. I should mention, too, that Harold Davis, of course, from Davis Boat, the co-sponsor of this trip, he was here and just tried to catch as many chums. His thing is chums. He loves to catch chums. And they did okay. They caught 10, 12 a day chums. And those things are amazing because you fish them on a fly rod with a real shiny pink lure, and then you're stripping them, and they hit like a freight train when you get them. It's pretty good. But, yeah, Katmai Lodge, katmai.com for more information. And I very much appreciate you guys filling in. And, Brandon, you're a natural, man. You are a natural, and appreciate you being our fourth co-host now. So
thank you for lying to me, Pete. You're a legend.
Nah, that's not true, man. You're doing good.
When I grow up, I want to be you.
Hey, I can vouch. I can vouch. Yeah. He's got it. He's doing good. And
Pete has always reminded me of that Dos Equis commercial where they talk about the most interesting man in the world. Pete lives the most interesting life of anybody I know.
I think
so cool. He's currently on a dream trip, just a dream bucket list trip.
Right?
And I'm sure there's one next week, you know, or the following.
I think you've got a new handle, Pete.
He's doing it right.
That's scary. As a matter of fact, about a week and a half, Corey and I will be heading up to Queen Charlotte Safaris, right, Corey?
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait, Pete. I can't imagine you come back. And a week later, we're going and looking forward to a good time. Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great show.
Okay.
See you, Pete.
Man, it has been such a busy show, and the fish reports and everything, Brandon. And let's take this text here, right?
Okay.
Because we've had so many texts. We've got to fit some in here. Good morning, guys. I'm thinking about booking a trip to the Bay of L.A. Have either one of you ever fished there is the question. And if so, can you tell me when is a good time to go there, and what kind of gear should I bring? And that comes from Ron. Thank you, Ron.
Ron, great question.
I know Brandon's been there.
Yeah, I went for the first time in my life last year. You know, I've been sending or outfitting people for years and years to go down there with just knowledge, you know, armed with knowledge that I'd received from other customers that would tell me what was effective down there, what time of year, and whatnot. But last year, spur of the moment, me and one of the other guys from the landing decided to heck with it. We're bombing down there. We didn't know much. We didn't know what outfit to go with. We didn't know what hotel to stay at, where we were going to eat. I just drove my truck down there, and I got to tell you, I was blown away. It's one of those places,
a fun fishery,
that we were talking about earlier that it's rare. It's rare for a place to live up to
the hype.
It's what
Pete refers to it as what the brochure promised.
Sure, sure. Yeah. They're unobtainable expectations.
It can be.
But yeah. Bahia de Los Angeles is one of the places that lived up to everything and then some. You know, and then some. In our 3 days of fishing, we had 340 cabrilla, roughly. not roughly. I was counting them a little quicker, but I don't recall the exact number.
You just try to throw out casually.
Yeah,
you
know, it was an exact amount. It was kind of exact, but it wasn't exact. But and we had countless, well, not countless, but quite a few yellowtail mixed in every day, and we weren't even trying to catch them. I would get on the ponga each morning and tell the pongero, you know, cabrilla solamente. I only want to catch cabrilla today, and he would take us from spot to spot to spot to
hard baits, or what were you?
Cabrilla. Yeah, we were catching all on hard baits, primarily. Shimano Colt Sniper jerk baits was like the hot lure to have. If you had the largest size, the 170 millimeter size, thing was candy. It dominated some other brands and some other lures. But also there were some other effective lures. Surface iron, Taddy and Salus surface iron were working really good. And
what time of the year?
This was in roughly April. I don't recall exactly.
It was in the springtime.
It was in the springtime. Yeah. And we just happened to get super fortunate. We hit a weather window. The week before, you know, they get those chubascos, those gnarly
the possibility
storms.
Of it, yeah.
And the week before, they had extreme wind. The boats would not leave harbor. And when we got there, it was grease, beautiful. And we had amazing fishing. We lucked out and picked the fanciest hotel in town. Didn't know that at the time. And we ate good. We slept good. And the fishing was just unbelievable. And then when we would come back from fishing, we would walk the beach and just fish from the shore. And you'd have, in your 2 hours in the afternoon, you'd have over 100 spotted bay bass, a couple illegal halibut mixed in.
You're kidding me. How cool does that sound?
Incredible.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, we've got a special report on the line. We've got Captain Mike from the Tribune. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing very good. Excited to hear how the ocean's treating you.
So far this morning, we've fishing out west. A lot of fog, and we did manage one bluefin this morning that a 500-pound maker or so took a pretty good chunk out of it. But we still got to keep about 70 pounds of them. So we're on the board, or at least three-quarters of the way on the board, or however you want to put it. But we did have very, very good fishing yesterday on our one-day trip. We had 41 bluefin for our overnighter and pretty much very nice weather. And fishing has been, like we talked about last week, a couple different options. There's some pretty good fishing for smaller grade bluefin and yellowfin. And then our last day and a half trip a few days ago out in the same area, we had some really nice fish up to about 170 pounds. And just all in all, the steady bluefin fishing and the yellowfin that have been kind of showing up and then disappearing, but it's been very good bluefin fishing, and hopefully that yellowfin decides to pop back up. But good fishing yesterday, and out to a little bit of a slow start here this morning. There's like I said, very foggy conditions, and we're hoping that this clears up and we can get back in the swing of things.
Very interesting, Mike. Yeah, to hear the diversity of, from school-sized bluefin to bigger models, and then that yellowfin starting to mix in. It's a pretty sweet scenario, huh?
I wonder how big
it is. We had really good yellowfin fishing last week. It was steady there for a while, and it's gone on a little hiatus, or it'll pop back up. You know, really nice weather, very, very nice weather here this morning. And it's interesting, though, not only fishing down south of Point Loma yesterday, we saw a couple of really big makos, but the amount of just the mako shark population is so freaking healthy now. It's They're great to see, but like this morning, the guy's fish comes up 200 yards from the boat up on the surface, and I was like, you better start winding it. Every time the thing's made a pass at it, it got a little bit lighter.
Pretty crazy, yeah. That sounds like a crazy scenario, Mike. And Brandon was wondering the size of the yellowfin, the rough estimate of size.
We haven't seen a whole lot of the real small stuff. A lot of 20 to 40 pound fish. And we're starting to see a lot warmer water. Most of the water we fished in yesterday was 68 to 70 degrees, and even out here way further west than we probably should be, 66 degree water. So I would imagine in the next week or two, we're starting to get into our charter season, and having that the versatility of yellow and yellowfish is going to be key. So I think there's going to be a lot more of it coming up. Looking at the weather forecast, it should be any time.
Super excited, Mike, and we're super stoked to be able to fit you in for such an awesome report. And if anybody wants to jump on any trips you have coming up, how do they do so?
Tomorrow night is full. Tuesday night still has a few spots, as well as Thursday, and then Friday is a two-day charter. So, like I said, the chance to jump on and fish with us is getting a little more limited. Whether it's us or any of the other boats out of Seaforth Landing, it's 619-224-3383. You can always book through TributeSportsFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. And we did get a picture of that bluefin up on our Facebook page. You can also see the stuff that we had yesterday. We did have a family group. I want to give a quick shout-out to Cooper Olson, was on the boat yesterday. He just did an absolute job, a great job. A special needs kid, but he just absolutely killed it. I think he had 4 bluefin yesterday.
Oh, so cool. Good job, Cooper.
Yep, take a look at that. He's up there, and our bluefin as well. And then the fish from the trip before. So if you guys want to see what we're catching, social media, Tribute Sport Fishing.
That's awesome, Mike. Appreciate the report. Look forward to another fresh report maybe next week. And appreciate that. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this killer trip on the Liberty, right? A full-day trip on the Liberty. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup about the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos of Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Ryan, and it's been so much fun, Brandon, spending time with you and getting the opportunity to really be with you on your first quote-unquote co-hosting job on Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Again, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me. You did such a great job, and you made me so comfortable during this whole experience, and I had a blast.
It's all about having a good time here on Let's Talk Hookup, and there can only be one winner of this Liberty trip, right? Go ahead and flip the coin, and it goes to a caller, and it happens to be Sam. Sam in Irvine, congratulations. Sam gets the full-day trip on the Liberty, and, God, really no better time than to be on the Liberty full-day trip out of San Diego Sport Fishing Landings right now.
Yeah, I hope Sam is pumped because their fishing, that fishing platform, that operation, the food on that boat are stellar.
Yeah, right? I know. Taro does an awesome job. And, Brandon, how does somebody, like, with you being a part, I mean, I learned you were a part of Fisherman's Landing for 14-plus years, and you work in the afternoons. Like, if somebody wants to come down and pick your brain a little further.
Yeah, anytime. I work in the afternoons, normally get in there around 2 p.m., and I'm there, and I close the building down each night. Give us a call. The phone number is 619-221-8506 in the tackle shop, and or stop by any old time, and one of the guys in the shop will give you great advice and great customer service.
A lot of fun being in studio with you in the world headquarters, Brandon. And a huge shout-out to Christian with a Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, keeping us on. And Adam Clark, man in the app and doing everything so smooth there. And just super stoked that Pete and Rick make everything so easy for us.
Yeah,
right, Brandon?
Absolutely.
I know. I had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tomorrow, Brandon and myself will be in studio. We're going to have Fred Huber from the Daily Double, and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell, both out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Looking forward to a great time. Had a huge amount of sand bass, some great fishing. We're going to be back tomorrow. It's on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.